92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Little Jimmy Buffett to start your Friday morning. Cheeseburger in paradise. By request from my guest this morning, Ms. Dee Dee Flanlacker, who is the executive director, president, CEO, woman who does everything at Mana Food Pantries. Good morning, sweetie. How you doing?
Good morning, Meg. I'm doing great. Thank you.
So I just want to make a little speech here about you, because now you told me earlier you've been doing this 13 years.
I have.
Okay. So the numbers of people that you feed every year is how many last year, I think it was?
Last year was about 67,000.
So let's multiply that by 13. I mean, girl.
Oh, you're being very kind. I tell you, we have an amazing community that makes this happen. And I have an amazing small staff of people that are just incredible. And so they make me look good, really. I just kind of stand around and watch.
Well, I don't know about that. But I know you have a lot of volunteers. I know so many organizations step up, because it's hard to believe that anyone would be hungry in America.
I know. And tonight, one in four children will go to bed hungry.
Oh, gosh.
And so, you know, that, and that's here in our community.
Just here, in Escambia County.
Yeah, Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And so, you know, it's hard to imagine that, like you said, that it happens, and it happens right here in our community. And that's why Mana's here, you know, to try to find a way to provide the healthiest food possible to people in need, but also, Meg, to partner with organizations so that, you know, they're doing wraparound services to try to help that individual not need the food long term, right?
Right, right.
And lift them up.
Okay, so we got a big event tomorrow, and I'm so excited you could come in today, because it's the day before. So if anybody has been busy this week, they haven't thought about it, time to clean out your pantry, so to speak.
That's right. So tomorrow is Stamp Out Hunger. This is the 33rd year.
Wow.
If you can believe it. And this is an event that happens all over the country.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Nationwide.
Yes, it's nationwide.
Very cool.
It's the National Association of Letter Carriers, Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, and then also the National Rural Letter Carriers, which is really a lot of rural letter carriers that are in our area. Now, Meg, this could not be easier, honestly. All you got to do is, if you got a grocery bag, a plastic grocery bag in the mail this week, that's great. If you didn't, no big deal. Just grab a bag, put some food in it, put it in your mailbox in the morning before you go and enjoy Navy Days or whatever it is you're going to enjoy, and your post person will pick it up and bring it back, and then it will be given to organizations that are benefiting from this event, and Mana is one of them.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And so easy, because I have things I know sitting in my pantry, soups and things like that, that I just don't get to sometimes, or things that have vegetables. There's so many different things. Peanut butter is a good one.
Yes, canned tuna, canned chicken is really great. And you mentioned peanut butter, which is just awesome. And that is just a super protein that we utilize. Any vegetables are needed, from carrots to peas to green beans to corn.
But canned, right?
Canned. Yeah, always canned. And thank you for saying that. So it's got to be non-perishable. We prefer not doing glass, just because there are a lot of things that can happen.
Well, they do. If you've never been to the Mana Food Pantries, they have a huge warehouse, and then they sort everything. So I got to sort one day with the leadership class
we came in.
Yeah. And I thought, oh my goodness. Yeah. So you don't want to be tossing glass from box to box.
No, please. And it is, it looks like, unfortunately, is going to rain tomorrow. So if you would, you know, as you put your bag together, go ahead and actually do a double bag and then tie it on top really good, so that the water can't get into the food. Because here's what happens. If the food gets wet, then our volunteers who offload the food at the post office when the mail carrier brings it back, they are going to have to wipe down all of the food that is wet, because the water compromises, the cans can get rusty, if the labels come off. So there's a whole bunch of problems with that. So, you know, just double bag it and put it in your mailbox.
And if you... Plastic bags.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, plastic bags.
The paper ones probably would disintegrate in the rain.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So easy peasy. And then if you're in an apartment complex, just put your bag out there where your box is, and it'll be picked up.
I'm so excited about this, because they do this every year, this time of year, right?
Exactly.
And it's just amazing, because it's not that hard. And even if you don't have a lot of stuff in your own pantry, just take a few minutes, and even just a few cans will help. You don't have to buy out the grocery store to make a difference.
That is so right, Meg. I mean, you know, we don't We don't think about it. And honestly, I didn't think about it before I started working at Mana all those years ago. But one can makes a difference. I mean, if that's all you can give is one can of vegetables or one jar of peanut butter or one can of tuna or chicken, that means a lot to us. And so last year we helped over 68,000 people.
Gosh.
The majority of them were children.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of families that come in, and then also a lot of senior citizens that we help too. And so, you know, this is just a really critical food drive, the largest single food drive in the country in one day's time. And so certainly for us is the largest food drive throughout the year.
Well, I love it. I think it's genius. And you have your carriers bringing everything in and doing all that. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
So if you are listening this morning, I'm going to challenge you to find something today that's in your pantry or stop by one of your grocery stores on the way home and just pick up a couple of things and put it out there. You don't have to spend a fortune. I mean, you can get macaroni and cheese for still, I think. It's still one of the cheapest things, like a dollar box or something like that.
Exactly.
So.
And look for those BOGOs, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so. For sure. Yeah. So Mana Food Pantries, if someone's not familiar with what you do, clearly you're distributing food. But some people kind of, you hear every once in a while, well, they should get a job and blah, 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 blah. So how do you counteract that kind of, I want to use the word prejudice, or really the better word is contempt.
Right.
Because that's contempt prior to investigation. So many people have stories we can't even imagine.
Right.
And unfortunately, even a lot of our veterans come into Mana, I'm sure. So you've got the elderly, you've got veterans, you've got children. There are people that in some ways or another can't help themselves. So how do you counteract people who maybe come up and say, well, why are you giving away food?
Yeah. So, you know, that's, and I appreciate you asking that, because that is something that we all grapple with, or we hear throughout the year. So a couple of important things to remember. In Escambia County, many families are living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
They are what United Way has termed ALICE families, which are asset limited, income constrained, employed. So these are working families. So they're employed already, but the problem is that they are living paycheck to paycheck. They have just enough money. And you know, when we think about it, if you've gone grocery shopping lately,
oh my gosh, it's gotten so expensive.
It really, and it doesn't,
I've really noticed it myself. I mean, I'm just
And it doesn't matter where you shop. It's
Mm-mm.
gotten expensive. So food prices have gone up. We have a housing crisis in Escambia County, of course, and rent prices as well as the cost of homes are going up. There's not enough inventory. And so, and Santa Rosa has many challenges as well, whether it's transportation or whatever it may be. And so you've got a lot of factors that come into play that can affect people. And so that working family that we often see, that working family, all it takes is one thing to go wrong, and then that throws everything off. And so it's really, we shouldn't judge, and it's hard to not judge. But believe me, you know, we ask a lot of questions of our clients when they come to see us.
You do have a process.
We don't
just hand things out on the street corner.
That's right. Exactly. We don't do that. And what we do is we ask a lot of questions, in part because we're trying to understand what brings them to our door. And the reason is we want to see what those root causes of hunger are, so that we can then figure out who we need to work with to try to prevent hunger or to reduce hunger. So we have a lot of partnerships that we do, a lot of programs with partners, and those are designed so that we can reduce hunger in the community, and the food can be used as a resource by that organization to case manage or care manage.
That sounds great. If you just joined us talking to Dee Dee Flaudenlecker, she is the executive director for Mana Food Pantry. She's got a big food drive tomorrow. All day, nine. Let's see, what day starts at first thing in the morning, I guess.
It does. So
whenever your carrier comes by.
That's right.
Tomorrow, Saturday. If you have any questions for Dee Dee, you can always text them in at 850-437-1620. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about some of the programs that you support.
Yay.
All right. Thanks so much, Dee Dee. With it, you're listening to Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. News Radio 90, there we go, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert this morning is Dee Dee Flaudenlecker. She is the executive director for Mana Food Pantries. They've got a big food drive tomorrow, Stamp Out Hunger. So get those cans and peanut butter and get them out to your mailbox, right?
That's right, first thing in the morning, and put those in your mailbox. Double bag them for us, if you don't mind, because of the rain. And then, the postal carrier person will pick it up, bring it back to post offices, and then volunteer. Volunteers will be at different locations to help offload that food and then take it back to where it needs to be.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so we've been talking a little bit about that. And then I'm not sure that people are aware of all the different partnerships that you have in the community.
Yeah, so we, you know, a few years ago, actually after the flood, we made an intentional decision to branch out beyond our four walls and instead do more collaborations and partnerships with other organizations who are doing case management. So right now we have 16 partners that we're working
wow.
with on about 25 different programs. And by the way, we're local, so we, you know, when I talk about the community and the importance that this community is to us and to giving, we are local. We don't get food from, you know, any national organization. We're not part of a national organization. And so we really are your community food bank. And last year, just so you know, we gave out 662,866 pounds
wow.
of food.
Wow.
And
that's
so
amazing, Dee Dee. I mean, really. That's I can't even comprehend all that.
I know. And that 95% of that was donated.
That's amazing.
So
that's just amazing.
That's why, you know, Stamp Out Hunger is so important. So what do we do with the food? Well, we operate a pantry on East Street where our warehouse is, but we also work with folks like Gulf Coast Kids House and Santa Rosa Kids House providing food bags on site so that when their advocates run into a situation where they have a family who needs help, they've got the food right there.
Mm.
And they, you know, they give it to them and they don't have to worry about that individual, you know, not having enough food to eat now that they have an extra mouth to feed with the kids' house. We also work with law enforcement, with Escambia County Sheriff's Office and the PPD, as well as Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, where we do something called our School Resource Officer Program, where we're having grab-and-go snacks that are available for school resource officers at schools. So they have kids who come in and say they're hungry.
Oh, gosh. That's just heartbreaking to me.
I know. And so what happens is they've got grab-and-go stuff that the officer can give to the student. And for that program, the most important thing that can be accomplished is a relationship begins between law enforcement and a student, and
mm-hmm.
trust begins. And so that's really important. We started a new partnership with Council on Aging.
Yes.
You and I were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working with Council on Aging to provide groceries to some of the Meals on Wheels clients who, unfortunately, because of funding cuts.
Well, there's been some state and national funding cuts to the Meals on Wheels program, which I'm just going to say it out loud. I'm angry about, because I feel like our seniors have given so much of themselves to us over the years, and many of them are in not such great situations. And part of it, too, is that not only would they get the meal, but it's the person that brings the meal. It's the companionship that break up their day a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the funding for that, the majority of it has been cut. Mm-hmm. And so thank you, Mana Food Pantries, for stepping up, because I think that's a brilliant idea. At least get them to groceries.
Yeah. You know, and to us, Meg, that's what we do. As a local organization, we think very collaboratively.
Mm-hmm.
We think very innovatively. You know, it doesn't take us 8 weeks to make a decision, which is great, because we have a local board and, you know, a staff who really makes those decisions and decides the, you know, the best thing. We're looking for gaps in service. We have a lot of seniors, as you said,
mm-hmm.
who are challenged to have enough food to eat. So we do have a focus on seniors, veterans, and children. And so, and then there are all sorts of folks in between there that,
right.
you know, that need help too. We just had a gentleman come in earlier this week to the pantry, and he's lost his job. His wife has lost her job.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't have any food in the house. So I think they had maybe one meal. And they're literally, if he doesn't find a job this week, they're going to be homeless.
Oh, that's so sad.
And so, you know, when you go back to talk about that judgment piece, you know, that you mentioned, it's easy to judge, but like you said, we just don't know what's happening in someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have grandparents that are great raising grandchildren.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, that too. Yeah.
yeah.
That's expensive.
It's very expensive, especially, you know, if you've got, you know, a growing teenager or
mm-hmm.
any child. So we do some special work with grandparents that are raising grandchildren too. So we really try to find, we don't like duplication of service. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not trying to be the hero. We're not trying to go in and build a whole lot more pantries or anything like that. What we are doing, though, is looking for those relationships and partnerships that we can develop mm-hmm. where their organizations are doing that case management and care management. So, again, that person can be lifted up from their current situation.
Which is really great because then both organizations benefit.
Yep.
So another thing, if someone's listening this morning and they wanted to, their situation has changed, their food challenged for whatever reason, how would they approach you? You don't just walk in and they hand stuff right. to you. You have to go through a process, right?
Absolutely. So we do it by appointment for service at the main pantry, and we do that just so we can manage the resources because we have so many volunteers that excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. So many volunteers who make that happen. So you can call 850-432-2053 to find out about booking an appointment. Also, though, Meg, there are other resources, other food resources mm-hmm. that are available in the community. We always encourage people, if you are challenged with having enough food to eat, you should also call 211. And 211 is great because they're a part of United Way of West Florida. What they can do is actually not only tell you about food resources, but help you think about other challenges mm-hmm. you may have and other resources that you may need.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break talking with Dee Dee Flaunlacher with the Men of Food Pantries. Stamp Out Hunger is tomorrow. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Dee Dee Flaunlacher with Men of Food Pantries is here this morning talking about the big food drive tomorrow. I'm expecting every one of our Pep Talk and News Radio 92.3 listeners to at least put a can out, even if it's just one.
Exactly. So tell us
when it is and how this works.
Absolutely. It's tomorrow, so your postal carrier person will pick up your food that you put in a bag and put in your mailbox. We need things like canned chicken, canned tuna, canned tomatoes, canned fruit, and 100% juice because there's so many diabetics, mm-hmm. canned vegetables, oatmeal, single serve packs, and peanut butter. I tell you, this is so important. And just like you said, Meg, one can makes a difference, right? One jar of peanut butter makes a difference for someone in need. And these things are all made possible because of volunteers. Last mm-hmm. year, we had 4,365 volunteers
wow.
who gave over 14,000 hours of service.
That's incredible.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it really is. And it's made possible by our community who mm-hmm. is so giving and loving. And you and I, during the break, we're talking about kindness, right? And
yes.
being kind. And this is something, this is an easy way, a very sweet and kind, a very nice act of kindness mm-hmm. by just putting some food in a grocery bag and putting it in your mailbox tomorrow morning.
You could make the difference for someone.
You really can.
I mean, think if you didn't have any food and you got that can of soup yeah. and a little peanut butter and bread, it could make all the difference.
Yep. So I always tell people, remember that tonight somebody is getting fed by manna because of you. So you're sitting at the table with them. You just don't know it. Mm-hmm. But that could be a grandmother. It could be a child. It could be
a veteran.
Exactly. So, you know, there are all sorts of folks who need our help in our community. Mm-hmm. And one jar of peanut butter can help make a difference.
Absolutely. And there's so much we can complain about and nanner. But you know what? Do something.
That's right.
It's like, what can I do in my little world
yeah,
right here?
And this is
and
it.
I can give to Man of Food Bank and give them a couple cans of soup or peanut butter tomorrow.
That's right.
And we're making a difference.
Yes, we are.
And that's what it's all about. But I have to say, hats off to Dee Dee. She's been with this organization over 13 years, managing all of this. I've seen it grow. You moved locations. You've done so much.
Thank you. What's your
favorite thing about what you do, Dee Dee?
I think my favorite thing is getting to see folks who are, when they get the food, mm-hmm. and they're you know, the eyes light up, or I hear about folks who cry, you know, when they receive a bag of food from us. Mm. And I like the hope. Really,
yes.
That's really the best thing.
The hope. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I know how busy you are today. I really appreciate you coming in to tell us about it. One more time, your phone number, website.
Yes. 850-432-2053, manahelps.org. And thank you, Meg.
All right. So get those cans and goodies out
Woo-hoo!
For the 2-year post.
Mailbox.
Mailbox.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. We'll be back after the break.